Slowly but surely, congressional leaders are picking the 12 members of this super committee that is tasked with coming up with $1.5 trillion in budget cuts to avoid the automatic triggers that were part of that federal debt ceiling deal that ended the last crisis in Washington. But is another crisis looming with this super committee itself? Todd Zwillick is on vacation until the end of the month, but filling in for him and joining us now is Jordan Fabian, who's political editor at Univision and former staff writer at The Hill. He joins us from the nation's capital. Jordan, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, John.
And it's great to have you on the program. I'm just going to read you the names. We know the what of this super committee to a certain extent. That was part of the deal. But now we're learning the who. The latest members appointed are Republicans. We've got Representative Jeb Hensarling of Texas, Representative Fred Upton, Republican of Michigan, Senator Max Baucus, he was a Democrat, one of the first appointed, from Montana, Senator Patty Murray, Democrat from Washington. We heard about that earlier this week. But the latest from Arizona, Republican John Kyle, John Kerry, Democrat of Massachusetts, Dave Camp, Republican of Michigan, he's a representative, Senator Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, and Senator Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania. Because it's just 12 lawmakers, I think it's important to go over these names because people should know who these people are, right, Jordan?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of these people aren't the most famous members of Congress, and yeah, it's definitely worth talking about. I guess the top line about the Republicans is that all six of them who've been selected have signed Grover Norquist's anti-tax increase pledge. And obviously, this committee was tasked with finding $1.5 trillion deficit reduction, and President Obama has said that should include tax increases, or as he calls them, revenue raisers. So right now, it's hard for a lot of people to see how they're going to come up with this so-called grand bargain on a big deficit reduction package with all the Republican members opposing tax increases. Another concern is that two of the Democrats selected to the panel are pretty set against cuts to entitlement programs, which is another area where there's been calls for spending cuts. That's Max Baucus from Montana and Patty Murray from Washington. She controls the Senate Democrats' campaign efforts.
So Baucus and Murray against dealing with entitlements. All the Republicans so far are, Grover Norquisters in the sense that they're not going to, or at least they have pledged not to endorse any tax increases. It doesn't seem as though there's any seeds of compromise here. Before we talk about the sort of dismal implications of that assessment, Jordan Fabian, this also is an interesting mix of, freshman members of Congress, young members of Congress, and people with a lot of seniority. Assess that for us.
Yeah, there were some surprise picks. One of the surprises was Pat Toomey. He's a freshman from Pennsylvania. He was formerly the president of the Club for Growth, another anti-tax organization, and he's a Tea Party favorite, and it said he's not going to back tax increases. A lot of people thought that Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, would pick Jeff Sessions, the chairman of the Budget Committee, instead of Toomey, a freshman from that committee. Jeb Hensarling is also, he's not a freshman, but he's a favorite as a Tea Party freshman in the House of Representatives, and he's the conference chairman of the Republican conference over there in the House. Over on the Democratic side, another surprise pick is John Kerry. You know, he's on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, doesn't necessarily have anything to do directly with the budget, but he's seen as a senior statesman. He's expressed the willingness to get a deal done. So a lot of people are looking at him as a key member to sort of break the impasse. Obviously, with six Republicans and six Democrats, they need one member from one side to cross over to the other to reach a majority on the deal and send it to Congress.
You know, one of the things I've been trying to assess all week long is if this is a job that anyone would want to have. Listen to these two senators here. There's Mark Warner second, but first it'll be Senator Saxby Chambliss, Republican of Georgia. Both of them assessing the work that is faced by this committee. Here's Chambliss.
I think it's going to be very difficult for this select committee to come up with any resolution that is a meaningful resolution. I just don't think the recipe is there for anything but deadlock with this committee.
I'm not sure the committee is going to get the job done. You know, I voted for this very imperfect solution because at least it got us through the debt ceiling.
Mark Warren, or Warner, Saxby Chambliss, a Republican and a Democrat, both senators, with very dubious assessments of the likelihood that this super committee is going to work out. Are these lawmakers basically being punished to do this job, or was there a sign-up sheet that, a lot of people just couldn't wait to get on this committee?
Well, I'll tell you what, there seems to be a lot of reluctance to be on this committee. I think the senators are right. First and foremost, Paul Ryan, the House Republicans, budget honcho, the head honcho over there, asked John Boehner not to be on this committee. I mean, he said that he wanted to focus on other long-term deficit plans. But truthfully, I think that he was following the advice of those senators, and he didn't want to have any part of this, and he didn't want to be hamstrung by these negotiations and held out, hung out to dry by his leadership. The other two telling things is that, both those members that we just talked about are members of the bipartisan Gang of Six, which
right.
were tasked with finding $4 trillion, that grand bargain Obama was talking about, and none of those members are on the super committee. So a lot of people are having trouble finding any way that they're going to come up with a bipartisan agreement, which is really unfortunate because, the S&P and its downgrade of the U.S. credit rating said that there needs to be a grand bargain. So if they don't come to an agreement, we could be facing some more fiscal calamities by Christmas time.
Finally, Jordan Fabian, you've got Chair Patty Murray and Co-Chair Jeb Hensarling, a Republican and a Democrat. Did they trump the Speaker and the Majority Leader, Boehner and Harry Reid?
I don't think so. I think they're going to be taking the marching orders from the leadership. I really don't think that there's going to be any power play of that sort in this committee.
All right. Jordan Fabian, political editor at Univision, former staff writer at The Hill, filling in for Todd Zwillick and giving us an interesting assessment of the who, as we know it so far, on this deficit-cutting super committee. Jordan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.